Joining me now on the hotline in our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series is Violin Superintendent Mike von Gutten. And again, joining us in our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world it uses every day. Mike, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you again for taking some time to join me here. And gosh, I've been following the construction of the new high school a little bit on your Twitter account, and a very helpful Twitter account you run, by the way, keeping me in the loop with everything going on in the Fireland School District. And I saw the completion date looks to be around August of 2022. How's construction going so far, and how excited are you for the new facility once it finally gets here?
Our community, along with our staff, kids are so excited this is finally getting to happen in our district. The bulldozer hit the ground on September 9th. We had our official groundbreaking on September 15th. And amazingly, the building pad is almost near completion.
Wow.
Our crews will be on site through the end of November, getting the rest of the site ready. And we'll start construction in earnest early spring of 2021. And as you mentioned, we'll take possession of the building in the summer of 22, and the high school will welcome students in for the 2022-2023 school year. And our existing high school will convert into our middle school. So it'll be a busy summer in 2022, but really looking forward to the opportunities ahead.
If you could, give me an example of something that you're excited for in this new facility. Are there new things that it'll allow you to do that you can't do now in the current high school, or what excites you most about it?
Sure. Well, there's really three things that I think about. One is just the increase in educational programs that we'll be able to offer really students in 6 through 12. Now that all of our staff across that grade band is on a campus, although two buildings, the middle school and high school, will be connected. So I think we're going to be able to offer some really neat programs in the core academics as well as in the arts. And certainly we have some things planned in technology and expanding our robotics program. So that's one area. The second area is the educational spaces that this new building is going to have. Really going to provide some really flexible, collaborative spaces for our students. But we've also made a commitment to our community that we want our community to be able to use the building after school as well. So, you know, excited about the opportunities there ahead. And there's also some efficiencies. You know, currently we're operating really three kitchens across our district with this building project. We're going to have one kitchen that's going to serve students in grades 6 through 12. So most importantly, the educational opportunities for our students, but also some efficiencies that will result in this project as well.
Wow, very cool. Sounds like something the entire community can really rally behind and get support under, not just necessarily, you know, the students and the faculty and all of that. So very, very cool things happening with the new high school building there. Now, I see there's a substitute levy on the November 3rd ballot. Mike, what can you tell me about that?
Sure. Our substitute levy, as you mentioned, on November 3rd ballot, what we're doing is we're combining two existing levies, one dating back to 2006, the other emergency levy dating back to first passage in 2011. And really, that's what we're doing. We're combining these two existing emergency levies into one substitute levy. And the real key here for our community is that we're not asking for an increase in taxes. We're asking for their support in the same way they've supported us in the past. So not a tax increase. We're combining two existing levies into one substitute. Like the other levies, this has a lifespan on it as well. It's going to be renewed every 10 years, so this is not a forever tax. We felt that was an important aspect that we think our community would appreciate, that they will have a chance to vote on every 10 years. But again, we're combining two existing levies into this one substitute levy. We certainly would appreciate the continued support of our community as they've done in the past.
Well, very, very cool. And I know the whole notion of, you know, no tax increase involved with that. I know that's something my parents growing up, you know, would always be harping on with certain levies. And the fact that there would be no tax increase with this one, I think that's something the community could certainly get behind. Again, we're being joined by Fireland Superintendent Mike von Gutten here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Now, you know, looking at this school year so far, obviously it's been bizarre. It's been strange. Everything's been a bit unusual. And I saw you guys had a really cool idea for freshmen at the start of the year with something that I believe was called the Smiling Faces Project, if I'm not mistaken. Can you tell me anything about that?
Sure. Well, as you know, all of our students and staff in our district and certainly across Ohio are wearing masks, as you know, we all are. And, you know, that's just one of many things that are different. So with a new group of students coming to the building who didn't really have the opportunity to do some of the typical things we do in the spring as far as orient students into a new building, we held one day where we just had a freshman-only day. And as we're all wearing masks, you know, kids certainly want to see what their teachers look like. So, you know, with everyone wearing masks, that's going to look a little bit different. So our art teacher had a really neat idea. She took staff pictures, put them on a button that our staff wear so they could see who their teachers are behind those masks. Just, you know, another small thing, but went into a larger sort of picture as to how we try to adapt to a very, you know, unique and challenging start. But I will tell you, our kids have done a great job. Our community has been supportive. Staff has been wonderful. So we're about a month in now, and although many things are different, and we would certainly all look forward to going back to the good old days, I guess you could say, we've really proud of how everyone has come together and working through not a situation we want to be in, but a situation we are in and are working hard through it.
Well, so it sounds like feedback then has been fairly positive, if not overwhelmingly positive so far with the return to school, right?
We've had a lot of compliments regarding, again, and just so much, really almost everything you could say was touched and changed in some way, some very large, some small. We're really running almost two separate school systems. We have about 35% of our kids that are staying home taking courses online, that they chose to do that. And then we have about 65% then in the building coming to school every day. So that's definitely something different. But, you know, again, the support from our community has been so appreciated, been very understanding through all these changes and adaptations to an interesting school year for sure.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear, because I think we all knew that this school year would be, again, different, unusual, and certainly very challenging in a number of different ways. But so far, so good. So it seems over at Firelands, everybody willing to accept that challenge of, you know, doing different things to make sure that this school year can happen safely and keeping everybody healthy. So kudos to you guys over there at Firelands for a job well done, certainly, to this point. Now, we've covered, you know, Falcon football over here at WEOL for a long time, but I wanted to ask you about maybe some of the other extracurriculars going on over at Firelands for some of the students, maybe not just necessarily in the world of athletics. Do those, you know, clubs and things still seem to be going well?
Yeah, in some ways, you know, looking different, but going well. You know, in particular, I'd like to shout out to our band. You know, practiced all through the month of August. They've had a different season, as in most school systems, our band doesn't have the opportunity to travel to away games, but they're working just as hard as if they were, so they're playing at all of our home games. And, again, another adaptation is that we're going to be having some outdoor fall concerts for our students to be able to perform to another audience. Again, due to social distancing and capacity, it's going to likely be limited just to our band families. But, again, a different approach given the circumstances. But, again, maybe we look for those things that we've had to adapt to, and maybe there's some things that will stick around well after COVID. So, both our middle school band program, high school band program have been working incredibly hard, and as all of our athletic programs and kids involved in our 6 or 7 through 12 world of athletics have been doing an outstanding job.
Great to hear. That's awesome to hear. Again, it's unusual and strange this year, and everybody having to kind of take that extra step, go that extra mile to make things happen. But that's awesome to hear everything is going well, and not necessarily, again, just in the world of athletics, but with the band as well and all the other extracurriculars. Mike, we can close on this, and if, you know, if there's nothing really to add here, just say so. But are there any upcoming events or anything we didn't cover here necessarily that you want the community to be aware of moving forward as we head into the thick of fall?
Well, I think, you know, this time of year, as we move through more months of COVID, I would really direct people back to our website and follow us on social media for any district updates. Certainly, we're doing our best to keep our construction page updated, and then any sort of changes that, you know, may need to occur as we move through the coming months. Hopefully not, but we're working hard to communicate, and would just again appreciate the support that our community has given us. We just cannot say that enough. We've very blessed to work in this district, blessed to be superintendent here, and very thankful that we're all working together in challenging times.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you again for taking a couple minutes here to talk with me about what's going on over at Firelands. It's always interesting to hear what's going on in the different school districts amidst this COVID-19 pandemic that has really just thrown everybody for a whirlwind. But good to hear things are still kicking well over there at Firelands. So, Mike, thank you again for taking a couple minutes to join me here.
Thank you.
All right, that's Mike Von Gutten, Firelands Superintendent, kind enough to join us here on our Champions of Education series presented by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.